You join us at Site Village Central here in Birmingham. Absolutely delighted to be back. And joined today on the podcast by Samra Ashret. Samra, first of all, I hope I pronounced your name properly. Welcome to the show.
It's Saima, and thank you for welcoming me to the show as well.
Saima, apologies.
Yes, no worries.
So, listen, we've just caught up for all of 2 minutes before we started the recording. Your claim to fame is you're the only registered blind chartered accountant.
Yes.
Right?
So because there are a number of people who are blind, but who were qualified accountants before they lost their sight.
Okay.
I'm the only person who studied for chartered accountancy exams as a blind student.
Can you tell me a little bit about that? And then we'll talk about it, because I know there's lots of other things you're doing. But studying, I always found, I guess you have an aptitude for figures, right? But studying, doing accountancy exams, which are inherently quite visual, what was that experience like?
Extremely challenging, but I don't use Braille, so everything is through technology, using screen readers. I didn't have much useful vision at all. But thankfully, you know, when you lose one sense, you know, my other senses are heightened and I have a really good memory. So I'll go across the spreadsheet, read the column headings, and in my head I'll visualize the spreadsheet. And then as I'm navigating down to the different cells, I'll know like column C is sales or column D is purchases, because in my head I know that. And so I don't need to keep going up and down the spreadsheet, and I'll just fill it in as I need to. So it's a different way of working, but I do have now an 18-year career in audit.
So you're getting a visual representation in your head, because I imagine if you're going in to audit something and you're seeing spreadsheets that have been created by other people, sometimes people make them visually fancy by having lots of blank lines and blank rows, and you don't know where the data starts or ends. Have you strategies to get around that?
Yes, so when I will go out doing an audit, I prefer to go and sit with the client. I will know what my testing is that I want to be doing, and I do have a personal assistant who's there as the eyes, and as we're there, as I'll be noting down the data and information that I want. And if they are sending me things through email, everybody's been really good always, where they've annotated the spreadsheets or the Word documents that they're sending to me, where they clearly set out saying this is the information that you requested, because they know then that being visually impaired, I'm going to struggle to just look at the spreadsheet and locate that information. So it's a two-way partnership. We work together.
Okay. Now, you're outside of your financing and auditing roles, you're doing some really interesting stuff around the area of podcasting. And I think particularly for people from Asia where maybe people's perception of disability and blindness may be slightly different to the perceptions we have in this part of the world, right?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the main things that I advocate and champion is the fact that I've achieved everything that I've achieved by being born and raised in the UK. And being from a South Asian background, my parents originated from Pakistan, and I've understood and seen, you know, the taboo around disability from my community. I really feel that I've now got a successful career, and I need to try and empower and inspire others that there is life after sight loss.
What's the experience for people maybe in South Asia? I'm thinking of places like Pakistan, just as you mentioned. The perception of disability, obviously, we would have always been told, is different. Is it getting any better, do you think?
Unfortunately, you know, up until very recently, I would have said it's not really changed as much. But with getting role models like myself, like a few other people that I've become quite friendly with, where we can actually make people into poster boys and girls and say, look, this is your example of somebody who's carved out a career, who lives fully independently. And rather than writing them off the way that you think that as soon as they've lost their sight, they're not going to achieve anything in life, give them the skills, give them the tools to do something, and they will. So that started to change. That's one of my biggest targets. In one of my roles as a governor for blind children in Liverpool, we are working with children in 20 different countries, blind children all around the world. And one of the biggest things that we're doing is empowering them and showing them what they can go and achieve.
give a shout out, if you will, for your podcast yourself and a couple of guys are doing. Yeah.
So basically, I'm part of a podcast. It's on Spotify. It's named I Believe, EYE Believe. If anybody wants to email us as well, you can email us on ibelieve12@gmail.com. We're a group of South Asian individuals with different eye conditions. We come together on a monthly basis and we talk about a different topic. We've covered, we did a trilogy on the white cane, different types of cane, the taboos of the cane, the perks of the cane. We've recently just had a couple go out on education. And at the minute, we're doing a whole season around a relationship. So part one was on dating. Number two was around marriage. We're just in the process of recording children. And each time we're trying to give the listener tips as well as a VI to take on so that they can implement them in their lives. And it's trying to allow sighted people to learn how we as visually impaired people partake in day-to-day activities that they would normally not even think that as a visually impaired person you'd struggle.
I definitely want to find that podcast. You know, I have to end up by saying, Saima, that sometimes when people hear about audits and that there's someone coming to do an audit, they're usually very serious people and scary people. You sound like a very nice auditor, so I hope if you're ever auditing for me, I hope they send you.
Well, whenever I meet anybody, when I ring them straight away, as soon as I say it's Saima from Jane Lode, and their voice automatically changes, and then I'm saying, no, I'm a really nice auditor. Because we do come with that persona of not...
You're the friendly auditor,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Okay. So they can get me on Instagram. The Blind Auditor is my Instagram, the.blind.auditor. Twitter, again, The Blind Auditor, Saima Ashraf. Follow me.
I love how you've made auditing so kind of cool almost, Saima. You know?
Well, it's one of a few awards that some of the media picked it up as, and they named me as the Blind Auditor, and I took that on. I thought, actually, that's really
quite
cool.
Quite odd. Okay.
Yeah, so that's where it came from. But Stuart, can I get your details to link in with you?
You can, of course. We'll do that once we go off air. But for the moment, thanks for catching up with us on the show.
Yes.
And enjoy the rest of the Sight Village show today.
Thank you so much.